Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. One of the big storylines of the offseason has been the remade wide receiver position with the likes of Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Mac Hollins, and now the departure of Jordan Matthews. The defensive backs have acknowledged the difference between last year and this year going against this wide receiver group. Well, things are a little tougher now for the wide receivers with the addition of cornerback Ronald Darby, and it's one that will make the group overall better in the long run.
It's great to have competition. Got great closing speed, breaks on the ball. He's a great player.
He's a great athlete, a great player. Obviously, we know him being at Florida State, the national championships. I remember him coming out. So seeing him, in person, in action, great hips, quick twitch guy. He's one of those corners where, he's a great athlete. So when you line up against him, it's going to be contested catches and you're going to have to continue to compete. And that's what we need. That's what we need at the DB position. We have a lot of great guys, so that was another great addition to the group. And like I said, it'll just make both sides better, receiver and DB.
The offense has struggled at practice over the last 2 days, and after Monday's workout, head coach Doug Peterson had the offensive players run sprints while the defense got to go inside to the locker room. One area in particular where the offense wants to improve is the ground game. In Thursday night's preseason opener against the Packers, Corey Clement led the team with just 13 yards, and the team as a whole averaged just 2.5 yards per carry. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich explains why there's no need to worry.
I feel good about our running game. Last year, we were fifth in the NFL in run efficiency. You guys have probably heard me say that before. It's hard to totally evaluate until it's live all the time. You saw in the couple live practices we've had out here, our running game looks better on days that it's been live in training camp. It's just because you got to bring the back to the ground, and we got some good runners. So we didn't run it very well against Green Bay, but I'm very confident that we will run the ball well this year.
The Eagles have a 10-10-10 practice on Tuesday and then a walkthrough on Wednesday as they prepare for Thursday's preseason game against the Buffalo Bills. Head coach Doug Peterson and quarterback Carson Wentz address the media tomorrow at 11 a.m. and we'll have live coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great day, everyone.